Same Electric, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good, too. How was your Christmas?
It was all right.
Oh, it wasn't good?
Well, I was just sick, that's all.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I've been hearing so much of that on the phone. I mean, literally, like, everywhere, everybody's sick.
Yeah. I don't know, I just caught something. I don't know what it is. It just got me, so.
Oh, they say that bird flu's going around or something. I don't know. We just try to stay in the house all the time, so.
Nice.
Well, I wasn't able to catch up with you on Monday. I'm sure it was a busy day for you as well as for me.
Yes, just trying to get past the holidays.
I completely understand. So I was just calling to follow up and see which package you decided on.
To be honest with you, I haven't even had a chance to look at everything. But I think I'm just going to go with just the basic for now.
Okay.
Without the
Google guarantee, because you can add that later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, I only need about 5 minutes of your time, and then we can schedule client onboarding for later on.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Is your first name officially Chris or Christopher?
Chris.
Okay. And your last name?
Oh, sorry. Christopher. Sorry.
Okay. All right. And your last name?
Garcia.
Garcia. And then I have the business line as 325-238-6434. And then your cell phone number is ending in 6493. I have a business address with a home office of 7493 Tulip Street, San Angelo, Texas, 76901.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We will keep that information hidden on Google. It will not be available to anybody openly. Okay.
All right.
And we'll keep it hidden on all other destinations as well. Now, the website that you have currently, the Sigma Electric, or electtx.com, are we replacing this? Are you keeping this? What did you decide on this?
You know, they never told me if I own it or not. I sent them an email. Or I'm assuming probably not, so I probably need something new.
Okay. I know you don't want a cookie cutter one either, so we'll go ahead and include that with the package. Do you know if you have access to this Google profile? If you don't, we can claim over it.
I think so. I believe so.
Okay, cool. They'll send you an invitation during client onboarding, so you don't have to figure that out right now. We can literally just send you an invitation. If you have access, you'll be able to log in and give us access as managers. If not, then what will happen is we'll claim over it through Google and gain access and kick the other people off, and you'll have the ownership, and we'll just have management access. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
That's how that goes.
When I set my very first website up, it was through Taylor Brands.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have the access to it through them.
Okay, cool. Awesome. That's awesome. Licensed and insured, of course, right?
Yes.
All right. A radius that you're willing to go out to clients, how far do you want to service them?
100 miles.
100 miles. Got you. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
8 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday. I'm sorry, we cut out right then.
Monday through Friday.
Got you. Anything, any emergency services?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and do this. So we've got that. We've got you locked in at the 249. Okay. So do you want to do your client onboarding later on today, or would you like to schedule your client onboarding like for Friday?
Friday.
Friday. Okay. Any particular time that's best for you?
I guess morning.
Morning? Around this same time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, cool. We'll go ahead and lock you in at that time. And then what'll happen is we're going to call you from the 877 phone number just to introduce you to your onboarding agent. The call will come between 9 and 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We call from the 877 number. I have to say between 9 and 10. Usually it happens like by 9:15 the calls start going out because we just get into the office. And I'll call from the 877 number, and then I'll be introducing you to your onboarding agent. That way we just call it a warm handoff, and maybe by then you'll be able to see if you have access to the Google profile or any of that stuff if you're feeling up to it. Of course, if you're not, then we can skip, you know, we can always push the onboarding out. Like, you'll get a text an hour beforehand that says, "Hey, Chris, client onboarding is coming at this time." If for any reason you're just not feeling up to it, you can just say, "Hey, reschedule me for this time," and that text will come through straight to my desk, okay?
Yeah.
So, okay, for the cards you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
It's my first and last name.
Okay, and it the Tulip Street address?
Yes.
Okay, and is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa, but
okay.
I just realized something.
What's that?
My wallet to read out the number to you. It's in my jacket, which is in my truck, which my wife took my truck to work today.
Of course she did.
And we got home late last night, and I just left it in there, and I just, oh, crap.
Yep, I understand. I completely understand. At what time do you think she'll be home, or will she be able to give you the card number?
She'll probably be home. If I can reach her at lunch, she might go get it to me then, but it depends on if she's busy or not.
Okay.
But she'll be home probably about... I don't know. 5 o'clock, I want to say. A little after 5 today.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Crap. So do you want me to try you back at lunch or try you back at 5? Or what do you think?
Try me back at 1, and
okay.
Then I'll let you know from there if she was able to get it to me at her lunchtime or not.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Chris. I look forward to talking with you then.
Yeah, so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I understand.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.